Let's take a break over the days of Hanukkah from our regular limud to learn through Alei Nisim, because three times every day, Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, and every time we bench, and on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh at Musaf, we'll thank Hashem in the bracha of Moedim for Alei Nisim, for Alei Purkam, for Alei Gvuros, for Alei Tshuos, and being that we'll repeat this Alei Nisim some 30, 40 times over Hanukkah, it is absolutely essential to understand what the words mean. We'll sing it again and again and again. So Chazal instituted that on Hanukkah, Emperor, in the bracha of Moedim, which is a bracha of thanks, a bracha where we thank Hashem v'al nisecha shebechol yoyim imonu for the miracles that are with us every single day, we add in specific haida'ah. We add in a specific vote of thanks, if you like, for the miracles of Hanukkah and of Purim. And really, this comes straight out of the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, says, the Shana Acheres Kuvon Vason. The next year, after the Hanukkah miracle, they established and they made these days of Hanukkah, Yomim Tovim, days of celebration, Bahalel Ubahaydah. Days of saying Hallel, praising Hashem, and Haidah, thanks. Rashi explains, Hallel and Haidah means we read Hallel, Likreis Hallel. V'loim Al HaNisim B'Haidah, in the bracha of Maidim, we say Al HaNisim. Now, even a cursory reading of Al HaNisim would seem to imply very, very clearly that the nes that we're thanking Hashem for is the military victory. Because, look at it. Masarta Gibayim Biad Chalashim, Tmeim Biad Tahayim, Rishon Biad Tzadikim, etc. Talks about the military victory against all odds. And the Nes Pach Shemen does not seem to appear at all. Aye, we say Vidliku Neris Bechatzas Kedshecha, doesn't necessarily seem to imply that's talking about the menorah. The menorah, of course, was in the Kodesh, not in the Chatzah. Would not have been in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe we'll come back to that later. Because this seems to be connected to the refurbishment works, the cleanup job they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Fina Sechalecha, Tiaras Mikdashecha. They cleaned it out. They purified the Mikdash from all the Tumah, all of the impurity, all of the havoc that the Yevanim wreaked in the Beis HaMikdash. They made a new menorah. They made new kelim. They restored the Avodah. And therefore, it seems clear that the Nes Pach Shemen, the miracle of the oil burning for 8 days, isn't there. Simple explanation is that Hallel on Hanukkah is for the Nes of the oil. And Haida'ah in Al HaNisim is for the military victory. Hanukkah is a Yom Tov of Hallel and Haida'ah. There were two miracles that went hand in hand. The revealed miracle and the concealed miracle. For the Nes Galui, that we say Hallel for. For the Nes Nistar, the military victory, for that, we say Al HaNisim. And perhaps that fits beautifully, because in Moedim in general, we say Val Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu for the miracles that are with us every day. Moedim, we thank Hashem for the miracles that accompany us through our lives. But these are not Nisim Gluyim. These are not revealed miracles. These are concealed miracles. And therefore, it's appropriate in Moedim to talk about the concealed miracle, which was no less of a miracle, the military victory.